Merry Christmas from the Sam Malone Show on AM 1070, The Answer.
Greeting cards have all been sent. The Christmas rush is through. But I still have one wish to make. A special one for you. Merry Christmas, darling. We're apart, that's true.
I will live.
But I can dream.
If you visit our Facebook page, you'll know. Sam Malone Show, by the way, on Facebook. Probably my Christmas wish was a million likes for the Sam Malone Show Facebook.
Oh, great.
And did you see the artwork with Santa?
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Our art department did a phenomenal job putting Santa, Scotch, and me in the same Norman Rockwell-esque photo.
Yes.
I shouldn't say photo, artwork.
We haven't discussed the talent fee, you know, for my image there.
That's right. Mr. Tiller's in a red sweater with a white beard. I'm telling you, he's off to the Galleria. What time are the kids sitting in your lap? 1 to 3?
That's right.
You'll also see on there our world-famous marriage talk segment. And the tip is posted. This is marriage maintenance tip number 77. And it's put up there by Robert Kosick, who's a marriage coach. And he wrote the book Honor the Vow, honorthevow.com. He's been my wingman on this op for years. Mr. Kosick, happy Friday.
Sam, how you doing?
I'm fantastic. Early Merry Christmas. Ba-ba-ba-boo. Marriage maintenance tip 77. I can't believe it's been 77 of them since. Well, yeah, there's more, but that's when we start keeping track.
Now, I was looking back on that, Sam, and you were saying that you were doing marriage since 1995, I think you said?
Yeah, ish.
Right. Yeah, and you and I were actually going to have our very first session together, segment together, and it was going to be on Monday, May 2nd. And they went out and they killed Osama bin Laden the night before, or that morning.
Really?
And you said, you know what? Let's hold off on the segment. I think they got some more important things to talk about.
You remember? I
yeah, it was. I remember because that was my birthday.
No kidding.
Yep. And so we postponed it a week, and so we actually started the second week in May. And we've been doing this since 2011. You and I.
Wow. Awesome.
Hundreds of segments together, but like you said, we started counting them.
Yeah, we started counting at 77.
Yeah.
And they're all up there on our Facebook page. So all 77 marriage maintenance tips that Mr. Kosick, the marriage coach and church deacon, writes about are up there. Today it starts, all I want for Christmas is ... The most meaningful and treasured gift you can give this Christmas will be your time and attention. They probably won't remember the wrapped gifts, but they'll always treasure their time with you.
That's a big one, too. And so many of us are guys, you know, we're so focused on our careers and we're doing what we think is the honorable thing and bringing home the paycheck and we're paying the bills and we're getting the kids the toys that they want. When it all boils down to it, you know, there's lots of studies. No one on their deathbed ever said, man, I wish I worked more.
That's right. No one ever lay in their dead. Oh, God, oh, if only I spent one more weekend at the office.
Just one more weekend, you know. And it's hard to see that because you're doing the right thing. You got a career that you're trying to focus on. So many guys tie their career into who they are and their personality and whatnot, but you'll see it in your family. They want you, and they don't want you just sitting in the room. They want you one-on-one time, and it's just dinner time is fantastic. And so for this Christmas, I think we ought to just let's bump Christmas back a day, you know, bump it up a day, and say instead of it being on Thursday, let's pretend it is Wednesday. So everything that you were supposed to get done by Christmas Eve, get it done Tuesday night instead, so you have Wednesday to do nothing but enjoy each other. How about that?
It sounds great on paper, but I think, and I agree with you 110%. I think a lot of couples, like, okay, so let's get the kids together. And they've let the kids get away with so much mouth and so much attitude. I don't want to sit for dinner. I don't want to have dinner with you.
Yeah, don't get me started.
This sucks.
Ungrateful kids.
Right.
I'm working for you.
and they have their phones out, and they're texting during dinner and all this. But it's a great first step, and you got to start somewhere.
You do. We have at our house, as best as we can, we try to have a technology-free zone at the dinner table. So we eat dinner together as a family. My son's off in college now, so we get to enjoy him when he comes home for college. But with my daughters, you know, we eat dinner every night. I cook, unless they have an event that they're going to. We have dinner together as a family every night. We say no technology at the dinner table. We're going to talk to each other. Occasionally we'll watch TV, but even then we'll talk to each other when the TV's on. That time is so important. And they'll push against it. You know, oh, my gosh, someone sent me a text. I got an answer. Well, no, actually, you don't. You know.
Yeah, so. I mean, I think our little Bubba, he no phone at the table, but my phone chirped last night. I put it on the counter. And he's like, well, sorry, Dad, no phones at dinner. I said, well, I'm not going to get up. I accidentally, it left, you know, it chirped. But it's a start. Maybe like Mr. Kosick's saying, maybe, what's today, Friday? Maybe this weekend, start with dinner without, you know, the phones. And if the kids are gone, just you and the wife, no phones.
Yeah.
We're so used to sitting there flicking our thumb through Facebook on our cell phones. I don't want to say this, D-bag did it yesterday in a meeting with me. Didn't even show me the respect. Show your wife the respect.
Yeah.
Look at her, hold her hand, have a wonderful dinner. And if the kids are there, include them, say a prayer before you eat, hold hands, thank God for all the glory and all the greatness. Say something nice and wonderful to each other. You know, son or daughter, I appreciate congratulations on the grades or a game or something like that. I always say, Denise, you're looking hot as ever. I'm totally digging you. And Jake gets all blushed, you know, red in the face and everything.
Dad, quit that. Scooby.
I always say, do you want us to fight? You know, do you want me to, like, call your mommy names and throw things and run out the door? No. All right. Well, then that's how it is. Daddy digs mommy tons.
And it makes a big difference, too. And when our kids, you know, get to the point where they're picking their, their future spouses, they're going to look at what mom and dad had as a relationship. And I deal with this all the time because a lot of the folks that I'm dealing with, their mom and dad didn't show that type of affection towards each other. And they fought and they argued or they got divorced and stuff. And these poor kids are like, I don't know, that's what mom and dad always did. They argued. So when I get mad, I scream and I yell. They have nothing else to bench it against. And certainly not going to get it out of Hollywood. And so so they're lost. So, you know, one of the things, one of the guys in one of the programs I did, he said, look, we just need to put a program together to show these young couples what it's supposed to look like. He said, none of them know. And I said, well, we can simply do that.
Not only that, Robert Kosick, by the way, honorthevow.com, on our world-famous marriage talk, they don't even see what good marriage looks like on television.
No.
I mentioned this before, that the husband is always a goof, you know, in primetime shows. The wife is always a conniving, you know, she's scheming behind the husband's back. I can't remember a show that's out recently where the husband and wife love each other and put each other first.
No, you won't see it. You won't, unfortunately, because so many marriages are dysfunctional that they don't want to see what it's supposed to look like because they're going to feel bad that they're not doing it right. They want to see what everybody else is doing wrong so they can see, you know, misery likes company, unfortunately. And you shouldn't do that. You should surround yourself with the people who are doing it right and commit to elevating yourself up instead of bringing everybody else down.
Amen to that. Go to our Facebook page, Sam Malone Show. You'll see the marriage maintenance tip number 77, All I Want for Christmas Is, and it's about spending time. But that doesn't mean you don't give gifts, right?
You still got to give gifts, unfortunately. Yeah. Try going into Christmas without getting your wife a gift. That's not going to go over very well.
Nice knowing you, sucker.
That's right. Right. I gave you the list. Why didn't you get your stuff? Now we talked about this last week, right? Most guys don't want a lot of gifts, and we posted out. I did a survey this week, and I posted it on several different social mediums, and I asked, "What do you want? Do you want a gift? Do you want time with your spouse, or do you want both?" And for the first time, I don't think this has ever happened before, we had almost entirely guys respond to that survey. Only a couple of women responded. And the women responded with both. They want a gift and time with their husband. Every single guy said, I just want time with my spouse.
Really?
Yep. In fact, one guy sent me a link to a song, which I never heard before. It was a song where it says, just for Christmas morning, put a ribbon in your hair. It's an old song. I can't remember who sang it. Real corny song. Mm-hmm. But it was like, all I want you is in a ribbon. And, you know, of course, I took that a little bit further, and I'm like, and nothing else.
Hey!
Just the ribbon, buddy.
Ask me where to put the ribbon, Mr. Kosick.
That's it. Just the ribbon.
Have fun with a ribbon.
There you go.
That could be like an hour of fun. You know?
Oh, my gosh.
That could be like, you could start ribbon fun like tonight.
Ooh.
And then husbands and wives.
I think I'm going to send my wife a note and tell her I'm not going to get her any jewelry. I'm going to get her some ribbon.
No, I still be a princess.
Sam said it was okay. Sam said I could do that.
But real quick on the topic of gifts, I've asked my wife year after year. You can ask her. I say, honey, I don't want anything. I don't, and she does anyway. So it is what it is.
It is. And it's so important, too. I've said this before, you know, on your show, and I tell people all the time. I started a tradition several years ago where my son and I, it's just hard to get time with your kids. So my son and I on Saturday mornings would go to one of the local coffee shops, and we would sit down just for an hour.
Good.
And I'd let him talk about, you know, the business that he started and some other things that he would do. When he comes home from college, one of the first things he asks, can we go to the coffee shop?
Right.
Can we go spend some time together? He longs for that. And my girls, as soon as he left, my girls like, so you can start taking us now? And so I would go to this coffee shop like three times in a row because my son's home.
Because I was coffee.
I'm like, by the third time, it's like, he's like, why aren't you just here? I'm like, yeah, two times ago. Decaf, buddy. Decaf.
And that's the way it should be. And then you're setting an example so that your son, he, you know, gets married someday and he has kids and he takes his little buddy out for, yep, you know, coffee or something like that.
It doesn't take much, but they so long for that. And spending time in the study after study after study will tell you the kids' grades are better. They're less likely to get hooked on drugs. They're less likely to flunk out of these different areas. They're less likely to get pregnant before marriage. Just so many different things come from having a healthy marriage and a healthy relationship with the parents. And the same is true within the marriage, you and your spouse. If you're spending time with her, you're less likely to argue. You're less likely to have friction in the marriage. You're most likely to have better intimacy times, more frequent intimacy times. It's just, excellent, everything is better just because you spend an hour together, even once a week, just sit down and have coffee and say, every Friday morning we do this.
Amen. And why? Because it's a tough world out there. It's a dangerous world out there. It's a scary world. It's a stressful world. So, as I always say, you want to come home to that peaceful cave where you and your husband or you and your wife live, and it's peaceful and joyful. And your kids feel safe and secure too,
yeah.
And it's from that strong, healthy marriage that that's what starts it all.
It does.
There's love, there's peace, and there's happiness in the house.
There is. And so it starts with time together, wrapped in a ribbon.
Dude, I'm totally digging the ribbon.
Ribbons.
People are going to Michael's, right? Is that the decorating store or something?
Yeah,
going to Michael's and buy, like, hey, I need some ribbon.
I need some ribbon. Like that ribbon they put on the cars, you know, every year for Christmas.
Yeah,
I
want one of those. In the Lexus commercial. Yeah.
How about one of those ribbons?
Not too big. I want to see a lot. Just a little red ribbon or for the hair or any other place.
No, it just needs to be, you know, just a little bit.
How fast can you turn around and write Marriage Tip 77.1, the ribbon?
Oh, that's true. I could probably do that.
I will post that up so fast your head will spin.
I will have that.
And if one married couple, Mr. Kosick, goes for the ribbon, and has a fired up weekend, we could have potentially saved a family, saved a generation.
Absolutely. So I'll put a little footnote in there and say, please don't post pictures.
Yeah, we know pictures, but no.
No pictures, but have fun.
It's the thought that counts. So it may be marriage maintenance tip number 77.1. 77 is the gift of time, which is essential. That's essential. 77.1 might be the ribbon for husbands and wives, too.
I'll throw that together and send it out to you.
That's fantastic, man. Plus, it's going to be cold this weekend, isn't it?
It's going to be nice.
So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Covers, blankets, it's all good.
And a ribbon.
Damn.
Ribbon in the hair, we're good.
They're laughing. They're all blushing in here. Takes a real man to bring it to the table. I appreciate it, Mr. Kosick.
Yeah, we have a great time. Well, listen, you have a happy holiday season. Enjoy your Christmas and enjoy Hanukkah. And celebrate Hanukkah and then New Year's. And I guess you're off for 2 weeks, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to take a little break.
Awesome. About time. You deserve it. Worked hard.
Well, God has blessed us, and, hard work is good. And take a little break. I got a Hanukkah gift from my wife last night. She got me a bottle of Glenmorangie Nectar d'Or, which is a gold-colored scotch.
Of course.
And I was like, man, I love this, babe. She shows up with a great figure and a bottle of scotch. Is there anything more I can ask for?
Now all she needs is a ribbon. I'm stuck on this ribbon deal. I'm leaving work, and I'm going for a ribbon.
We're out the door. Well, Merry Christmas to you and the family. Happy New Year, and we'll join forces the first Friday in January, which I think is the 9th?
9th, I think so, yeah.
Okay.
You have a great time off. Enjoy your family and enjoy your wife.
Roger that. Thank you, buddy.
Have a good one.
Go online, and you'll see it at honorthevow.com, honorthevow.com. You can't beat home sweet home, Karen Carpenter, back in a second. Sweet.